The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to His kindness and mercy that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The lesson that I want to take for today from the life of our third Imam is how to gain or attain happiness. The happiness that God wants, that God says, this is where you will find happiness. The first quality that the Imam alayhi salam possessed is the desire for success in the hereafter above anything else. If you read Surah Al-Haqqa, verses 19 through 30, it's an amazing description God gives us. He says, and I'll just read the first half. He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. He says, then as for those people who are given their books on their right side, on their right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمَكْرُوا كِتَابِيَ. Yeah? They will say, here, read my book. Yeah? Imagine the confidence you gotta have to tell God, read my book. Yeah? Why? Inni zanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. He says, I was sure that you would take account of this. I prepared for it, Ya Allah, read my book. Yeah? That is preparation. Yeah? To be prepared means you're ready to tell God, read my book. Yeah? I've been waiting for this day, Ya Allah. Yeah? That is a whole nother level, my brothers and sisters, right? That means I would avoid those things which would go on that book that would be detrimental to me. But I would only add to that book that which is going to bring me success in the hereafter. And whatever happens in this world, I will just flick it off my shoulder and keep planning for the hereafter. That's the expectation, yeah? So that's number one. The second lesson, yeah, that we learn from our third Imam alayhi salam that brings happiness is when we help others find happiness. Yeah? This is important. Yeah? This is important. Our responsibility in this world, yeah, is to make the lives of others better. Yeah? That's our goal. And the moment we can bring happiness to others in their lives, the return is God says, I will give you happiness. Yeah, our sixth Imam has this very beautiful hadith where he says, "La yara ahadukum idha adkhala ala mu'min surura," that one of you should not lose sight of the fact that when you bring happiness to a believer, annahu alayhi adkhalahu faqat, that you brought happiness to that believer alone. Yeah? He says that when you bring happiness to a believer, don't consider or don't think that you have brought happiness just to that person. Bal, wallahi alayna, bal, by God, I swear, he says, wallahi ala Allah wa ala Rasulillah. Yeah? That you brought happiness not only to that person, you brought happiness to God and to the Prophet. Yeah? Subhanallah. Yeah? That we try just to make other people happy. Yeah, this is something there are so many examples of, yeah, that we see. And the fact is, you know, like I said, when we look at what happens in this world, it has to be suffocating. It has to be. Yeah, and this is one of the things we have to develop. But in that suffocation, one of the outcomes that comes from that is helplessness. Yeah, where I feel I'm helpless, there's nothing I can do, right? Allah does not expect us to change the world. Allah expects us to change the life of one person at a time. Yeah, one person at a time. Today I can make someone happy. Do it. Don't waste that opportunity. Do it. Yeah? Tomorrow God will send somebody else that I can make happy. And then the day after, God will send somebody else. Why? Because God saw I made someone happy. Yeah? And it's loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you look at the life of our third imam, you find that he would never lose the opportunity to make someone else happy. Yeah? There's a beautiful hadith, you know, or a beautiful story that is narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. He says, one day I was walking to see our third imam, and I met this very poor man. Yeah? And I said, and he asked me, and he said, where are you going? And Jabir says, I'm going to see Aba Abdullah. And so he says that I wish I could go see him. Yeah? He's like, I'm suffering, I'm going through extreme difficulty. So the imam says, come. Yeah, Jabir says, come, let's go see. Let's go see the imam together. And the man said, I can't go see the imam. Yeah, he says, look at my condition. Yeah, he says, I am in torn clothing. Yeah, I am dirty. I don't have shoes. He's like, how can I go into the presence of the imam like this? Yeah, but Jabir says, come on, let's go. And so when they go into the presence of the imam alayhi salam, the imam looks at this man and he says, come here. Yeah, and the man hesitates. Yeah? Because maybe he's nervous, whatever. He hesitates. And then the imam looks at him again and says, come here. The poor sit with the poor. Yeah, goosebumps. The poor sit with the poor. Yeah? The imam alayhi salam, just by that statement, even if he didn't give the man anything, brought happiness to the heart of the man. Yeah? Without a doubt. Why? Because he treated somebody with akhlaq. Yeah? He treated someone with respect. Yeah? He treated someone who thought that he was not worthy. He made him feel beyond worthy. Yeah? Beyond worthy. He says, come, sit with me. Yeah? And then Jabir says that before that man could even say anything, the imam gave him clothing and money, and the man was well off after that. Why? Because the imam made someone happy. My brothers and sisters, you want happiness? Make others happy. See, the problem that we have is that we think happiness lies in these material things, and we never are satisfied. Never are satisfied. But when we can do something for others without wanting anything back from that person, that's what brings happiness. That last point is important, yeah? Because sometimes I may give you something in the back of my mind, I'll be like, always ek Dios. Yeah? I'll come one day and collect this. No, you give because it's the right thing to do. Right? Make someone happy. That's number two. So the first one, everything we do has to be with the intention of the hereafter. Number two, we make other people happy. The third lesson we learned from our Imam alayhi salam to bring happiness into our lives is to surround ourselves with spiritually and religiously healthy companions. Yeah? With the right friends. With the right companions, with the right circles. It's amazing that we've been talking about this in Jummah for the last 5 weeks. Yeah, the ashab, the right companions in our lives. But this, when you look at the life of the Imam alayhi salam, the people he had around him, yeah, were the absolute right companions. The absolute right companions. Yeah, the companions who had the same goal as the Imam. Yeah, the companions who had the same outlook as the Imam. And this is a godly outlook. Again, I can have many friends around me who could have things in common with me when it comes to this world. But that's not what we're talking about. We need friends who have the same outlook of the hereafter. Yeah, that we're planning this. And even if that friend is just one person, you and your wife, accept that. Yeah, that's the right person for you. Yeah, that's the right person who will take you there. And this is something that when we look at Karbala, we see it. Yeah, this is why that statement that we read today in Jum'ah, where the Imam alayhi salam says to them, by God, I have never seen or heard of better companions than this in my life. Yeah, never. And we said, there were these amazing companions of Haydar, the amazing companions of Rasulullah, but the companions who are with Aba Abdullah stand out from the rest. Stand out. Yeah? And this is something that we have to work on in our life.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شاكر ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.